When you're underpaid for years on end, it can be, social workers tell us, the straw that breaks the camel's back. When your employer's negligence, failing to pay you properly, means you just can't afford life's basics. Well, Target is today's addition to the list of companies confessing to shortchanging workers to the tune of $9 million, just a day after Coles joined the queue. Is this deliberate exploitation of workers or a failure to seriously ensure that workers get what is their right? Our business reporter David Taylor has more.
I know it's a terrible cliche, but another day and another major Australian company found shortchanging its workers. Yesterday it was Coles. Today it's Target.
So many instances, I think people aren't aware that they're actually underpaid. They are desperate to get money in to pay their bills and to cover their expenses, so they do just accept what is on offer to them.
Kristen Hartnett is a caseworker with the Salvation Army. She's told PM she's seen an increase in underpaid casual staff coming through the Salvo's doors, looking for help.
And we can see that people who are working really hard to make ends meet, delivering really good quality products and a good service where they are, finding it just hard to keep going because the hourly rate really doesn't cover their living expenses. I think there's an increasing amount of people through our services who are on casual wages, you know, casual employment, and definitely those people are extremely vulnerable.
As it stands, the total amount owing to underpaid workers is roughly $400 million, and the list of companies caught up in the mess is extensive. The ABC admitted to underpaying around 2,500 casual staff. Qantas came out to say that an error had caused 55 of its workers to be underpaid. The Commonwealth Bank blamed, quote, errors in the system for underpaying over 8,000 staff over 10 years. Late last year, Woolworths revealed it underpaid workers to the tune of $300 million. And just this week, Coles and Target, owned by Wesfarmers, have underpaid their workers by $20 and $9 million respectively. The main group representing bosses told us yesterday these are all examples of honest payroll mistakes. Here's the Australian Industry Group's Innes Willocks again.
They've self-reported to the authorities and they've set about making it right.
Wesfarmers boss Rob Scott, who's ultimately responsible for a number of companies who have been underpaying workers, including Target, drove that message home again today.
People should be judged by how they respond to the issue. We've identified the issue, and really I think the reputation of businesses and future action should be determined by how people respond to this issue now that it has been identified.
But industrial relations expert John Buchanan says that's nonsense.
When I've done workplace studies, for example, you'll talk to employers and they'll all say they pay the award rate. But when you probed on that, you said, well, exactly what rate, you would find they were paying the minimum rate. They weren't actually paying the rate that was appropriate to the classification. And that's all part of a culture of people saying they're thinking they're compliant by complying with the absolute minimum rate, when in fact the award system is far more comprehensive than that. And that to me is, once again, like I say, not a matter of each individual employer making an individual mistake. It's part of a broader culture of de facto non-compliance. A lot of these people aren't consciously going out there, but the culture itself has changed. They're not actually paying that much attention to the detail.
Wage data from the Bureau of Statistics today also confirms that pay rises aren't keeping pace with cost of living increases. The Salvation Army's Kristen Hartnett says workers are already struggling to make ends meet. So when they're also underpaid, it can tip them into poverty.
I think each situation is so individual. I have a tension between, I see incredible resilience from some people who can recover from that, but then I see if this lack of pay has come at a time of other situations, it can be the straw that breaks the camel's back. So it's a situation by situation. Of course, we all want our due pay on the day that we are deserved it. So we just encourage people, if they are thinking they're in that position of being underpayment, to speak up.
Tristan Hartnett speaking to our reporter David Taylor.